to the 510.com.
Man, this sucks.
Yeah, is this going to suck the whole time, or is this like the only part that sucks? I just want to gauge how much suck I have to freaking sit through.
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
This is getting stupid.
You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Your balls have been tempered in the fury of Hell's Dragon.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, JC.
Hey, what's up, guys? I am JC. I'm your host for the 510 Radio on the 510.com. We got a great show for you this week. We got a lot of great new music this week, and including our interview with the guys from Hot Hot Heat. So amazing. Those guys are so humble, so nice. Anytime they're back in town, I would love to have them back on the show. They're just so great. We're going to be playing a new track, their single off their new album, Future Breeds, 21 at 12. First of all, we're going to get into new music by Wolf Parade. This is their new one off of their new album, Expo 86. This is Ghost Pressure on the 510 Radio on the 510.com. Enjoy it.
Shake me up, shake me up.
listening to JC on the 510 Radio. There's a reason people say he has a face for radio. Listening to the 510 Radio on the 510.com.
And that was, of course, Phoenix Listomania right here on the 510 Radio on the 510.com. I really like that track. I like it better than the 1901 that everybody really picked up on, especially that car commercial. But anyway, I digress. The next track we're going to play is a track by a band called Delphic. And they also have an album coming out later this month, Tuesday, I believe. And it's on Dangerbird Records, which is label mates for Hot Hot Heat. This is This Momentary, and it's sort of a build-up track, so you'll hear it kind of just build up. Give it time. It grows on you. It's a great track. This is Delphic, This Momentary, on the 510 Radio, on the 510.com. Time to leave.
leave it behind and reshape, remake our faith in what we see. How you feel so unsteady, I'm already out of reach. Remember finding your feet in a fine time. Take the time to find me, I'll be ready waiting. Let's do something real. Let's do something real. Said wasn't ever meant to hurt. Real stories always come up worse. Can we make the time to leave it behind and reshape, remake our faith in what we see? How you feel so unsteady, I'm already out of reach. Remember finding your feet in a fine time. Take the time to find me, I'll be ready waiting. Let's do something real.
Let's do something real. Let's
JC on the 510 radio.
I don't know why, though. JC's about as funny as a porn star competing on Celebrity
Jeopardy. This is JC with the 510 radio on the 510.com, and I'm here with Hot Hot Heat. Introduce yourselves so everybody knows who we're talking to.
I'm Steve. If you're not sure who you're talking to, it's Lou and Steve.
So we're backstage at Pop Scene. You guys just played an epic set right here at the Pop Scene.
I like how you use the word epic.
So you guys have been on tour. Lou was telling me you guys have been out for about 2 months. How's it going so far?
I'd say on a scale from 1 to 1,400.
1,400.
I would say we're hovering around like...
Don't limit yourself.
12 to 1,250.
1,250, okay.
Maybe 1,260.
Wow.
I feel like as a band, we're getting better, but I do feel like there's always room to get better. I think that the goal of the band is... for people to have fun and enjoy themselves, and it's we're not really begging to be taken too seriously, but I think we take it very seriously because it is the thing that we have the most fun doing. You know, it's kind of like if you're a heroin addict, you know,
That's an interesting analogy.
The point of doing heroin is to have fun and to feel good,
right?
But you do take it very seriously. You wake up and that's the first thing you do, and it's the last thing you think about before you go to bed, but it doesn't mean that the point isn't still to have fun.
Sure.
The only thing is when we shoot up, other people enjoy themselves, not just us.
I think you guys enjoy yourselves. It sure looks like it up there.
I feel it's actually like more of an aerobic exercise now.
Yeah.
And really an artistic expression, especially after tonight.
So let's talk about the album Future Breeds. Came out June 8th on Dangerbird Records. How's that going so far?
You know what? That's a common question, and the album's been out for 2 weeks, and I wish it was like, album comes out, bam, insane release. It's not like a money shot of like pats on the backs or accolades. Or it's just kind of like when you're a band, the crazy part is making the album and being on stage, and then people ask you questions about everything in between, and you can bullshit like you know what the fuck is going on, but you really don't. It's like I have no fucking clue. Everyone at Dangerbird is super nice.
Yeah.
They're marketing us in a way that's not bullshit to me.
Right.
Everything I've seen that's been Dangerbird related, it's been really fucking cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like asking a label, like, so how is Hot at Heat? How is Hot at Heat's studio process? And they could give you an answer if they're a bunch of a-holes. But I'm sure if you asked Danger Bird that, they'd be like, I don't fucking know. They gave us a record. It sounds great. We love it. And we want to work it.
Well, you guys have had the major label. You guys were on Warner before. Now you guys are on sort of an independent. What's the experience like? How is it different?
I started off by saying it's not a big deal, but it is really different. There's a pressure when you're on a bigger, when you're in a company where there's a lot of people that have to pay their car off. Like, Lou barely is holding onto a car. I don't even have a car. Paul's car is like a BMW from the 70s that he bought for $500 that doesn't work. Lou's never had a car. Like, there's no pressure for me to worry about them paying off their fucking car. Whereas, like, then you show up at a record label and it's like, you know, your introduction is like a wicked party in, like, the Hollywood Hills and everyone has, like, a Lamborghini or whatever. And you're like, oh my God, they want to make money off of me. They're fucked. That's a bad call.
Let's talk about something that's a little more cheery. You guys are online. I see you guys are on Twitter. Do you guys monitor that yourselves? Do you guys interact with your fans?
It's all us.
Nobody does it except for us.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you guys can be found at Hot Hot Heat on Twitter. Where else can people find you online?
Well, Facebook, MySpace, and our own website, hotheat.com.
Yeah. So where do you guys go from here? Are you guys already writing new material, or is it sort of let this sit for a little bit?
We were in the studio two nights ago. We have 3 or 4 or 5 songs kind of recorded in Vancouver.
Yeah.
They still need work, but Jeff from Danger Bird, I was hanging out with him last night, and he was like, can you guys have another album not only done in 9 months, but can we put it out in 9 months?
Wow.
And the funny thing about that is, like, the first meeting we had with them, within 10 minutes, Paul, who's also in the band, he said, so for the next album, and before he could even say anything, they all started laughing, like, ha, 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 like, next album, ha, ha. But it's been, like, 2 months, and they're already like, let's do another album. So they obviously, like, are stoked to put more Hot of Heat stuff out, which makes me happy. But it seems like a crazy notion. I think it's important because the second you're done writing one album, you still have to finish recording it and mix it and master it. But the whole period, you're kind of recreating who you are as a person and as a musician. And so
I always find that fascinating because I get different answers from different musicians. Like, I'll ask them, okay, now this record's out. When's the next one? They're like, man, I'm not writing anything. I'm just sitting on this. We're touring on this. It's
no
like,
way.
Does the creative juices just
where
stop?
Where you are now is where you were, like, at 12 months or less ago.
Yeah. I'm trying to catch up to who I was a year ago right now. And
yeah.
Like, touring is the most exhausting but the most thrilling thing you can do, but it's also a distraction from what's important, which is evolving as a thinker.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that what you're thinking about needs to be important or realistic or intelligent. What I'm thinking about is stupid, but I'm still thinking, and I want to document it as long as there's even one person in the world that gives a fuck about it.
Well, there's a lot of people here that gave a fuck. But guys, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. I'll let you guys get going, but hothotheat.com is the website. Appreciate it, guys.
I appreciate Twitter, you. Facebook's thank you, man.
Let's be honest, we're all criminals here, so take the hammer down. Out of breath, long tails making legends, all the scumbags from a better town. 21 at midnight, it's a curse of a man who killed the put it off. Rest in grace.
This is Lou and Steve, and this is...
We're Hot on Heat, and you're listening to JC on the 510.
That was Hot, Hot Heat. That was, of course, their single off their new album, Future Breeds, and that's 21 at Midnight. I want to thank my guest, Hot, Hot Heat, for coming in the studio this week. I apologize for the sound quality. We were at Pop Scene, and the background was very loud, and we're trying to fix the audio on some of this stuff, but sometimes you just... get the short end of the stick, but hopefully next time we can find a quieter place to interview those guys. Great guys, go check them out. HotHotHeat.com. Next week, oh man, we got a big show next week. It's a hip hop show. My man Kosha Dills, you got to check this guy out. He's from New York. Go check him out ahead of the show next week. But we'll have his interview as well as some tracks and some independent hip-hop next week. As always, go check us out on Twitter. I'm the Indie Host. We also have the 510, and you can check out Longvo, who's our web guy, and if you want to get involved, of course, as always, info@the510.com, or if you would like to be part of our contest right now, if you help get us followers, we're trying to get 1,000 followers, if you help us out, we will put you in a drawing to get a ticket. A pair of tickets, actually, to a show near your house. And we'll also send you T-shirts and CDs and all this other stuff that you can happily rub it in the face of your friends. But anyway, thank you very much. That's our show for this week. And as always, keep checking back, the510.com. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to the 510 Radio on the510.com. Any rebroadcast, transcription, or dissemination in whole or in part is strictly prohibited unless given express written consent by the510.com or its officers. All music played on the 510 Radio and the510.com is copyright of the respective owners. This has been a production of the510.com.